like to spend the next bit of time that we have on the importance of being filled and empowered with the Holy Spirit to be a witness for Jesus. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Remember, Jesus told his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until they received power from on high. And that power was to enable them to be witnesses for him. How many of you have felt the impact of Eskom's load shedding? We all have. Now, heaven doesn't have load shedding. We've often just haven't learned how to connect and meet and encounter Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Remember, John the Baptist spoke of himself baptizing in water for repentance, but one greater and mightier than I was coming, who would baptize, immerse, and fill with the Holy Spirit. It is imperative. In fact, it's almost impossible to live the Christian walk in your own power and ability. It's impossible. You look at Jesus' life. He was born of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Luke, he was filled with the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. He was empowered by the Spirit. Jesus was. And if Jesus needed it, how much more don't we need it? You look at the disciples before Pentecost and after Pentecost. A massive difference in their life. Before Pentecost, yes, Jesus, we're with you, we're for you, we'll stand for you. But then when the pressure was on, they ducked, denied, ran away. After Pentecost, totally different story, when their lives were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is not an extra optional gift. It's an absolute life necessity. Now, I'm going to just now talk on how do we get filled with the Holy Spirit, but I'd like just to do a few pointers on why and how it is so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Firstly, the Holy Spirit helps us to become more like Jesus. And being like Jesus is one of our great witnesses in the world. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, we are transformed into his image and likeness in ever-increasing glory that comes by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, in a sense, helps us and shapes us to become more like Jesus. Secondly, the Holy Spirit helps us to follow Jesus more closely. The Holy Spirit helps us keep in step with him. The Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome temptations and weak flesh and to walk through the trials and tribulations that we have in life. Did you know when you are going through a trial, you've got others that are watching, and that becomes a massive witness for them? I know when we went through some of our difficulties in ministry and with our daughter, what I shared on Sunday, others were observing. And when we came through, they said, Wally, we were watching closely. And we've been so encouraged by us. I said, you know, without the Holy Spirit's empowering of our lives, we wouldn't be anywhere. I think Christians use the excuse, I'm only human or flesh, too much as an excuse for sinning because we don't know the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants to empower us. You and I need the Holy Spirit to learn to stand up and speak up for him. Remember, Peter, before Pentecost, denied Jesus. After Pentecost, he was the one that stood up and spoke up for Jesus. You can find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 14. See, Peter was entrapped by peer pressure. He was the fear of man. But the Holy Spirit broke that from his life that he could get up and speak up and stand up for Jesus. Holy Spirit empowers us. I like to call it, the Holy Spirit is like our divine Red Bull that gives us wings. Without being derogatory, you know what I mean. Holy Spirit empowers us where we say, no. It's not right. Like when I'm walking on our beachfront, there's always people taking photos and I help them, etc. They say, isn't Mother Nature beautiful? I said, you know, Mother Nature had nothing to do with what you're seeing. It's all Father God. And then from there, I said, let me tell you about his son, Jesus, who came and he died. And he put that all together through the power of his word. Holy Spirit gives you the boldness. Holy Spirit gives you the gifts those 9 gifts of the Spirit. I love praying for people. To me, prayer is one of our key things of just saying to the person, can I pray for either the sickness, this thing? If I see a person limping, I'm going to pray for you. If I see your arm in a sling, I'm going to pray for you. You might say, well, how come? I said, Jesus has given me the gift of healing, not for myself, but to give it away. Mark chapter 16, those who believe in my name, they will lay hands on the sick. People that are tormented by insomnia, fear, anxiety, it's an evil spirit often, and I can resist it and take authority over it in Jesus' name. The gift of the Spirit are there to give away to other people. The fruit of the Holy Spirit are powerful witness for Jesus. Joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness, and inner fruit is always seed. And those seeds are planted in people's hearts and lives. Holy Spirit helps us to have revelation of who Jesus is. You know all those different aspects of Jesus, that Jesus alphabet we went through in the last session? All of that will mean nothing to you unless Holy Spirit opens it up to you. Book of Acts chapter 2, remember when the Holy Spirit was being poured out? Peter stood up and he had revelation that what was happening was the fulfillment of what Joel, Prophet Joel, spoke about. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This was that. It's that moment. It's wow. It's when the Bible speaks to you. Holy Spirit gives you revelation. Every verse is, for me, is like a little window or a little door. And Holy Spirit pulls the curtains, opens the window that I can see the heart of Jesus. It's a door that opens, and it's Holy Spirit that helps me. 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him, but God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. I was reflecting and watching the news the other day, and my heart was deeply broken by the number of ISIS suicide bombers. In fact, a friend had told me, look at this particular article on the BBC. And it was how the American intelligence had intercepted internet communication where people are recruiting new ISIS sort of people for the war. And part of the application forms, if you wanted to be an ISIS, you could either help with recruiting, or you could help in the IT department, or you could help in the front line, you could help with making bombs. And one of them was to be a suicide bomber, tick, if that's what you wanted to be when you joined up ISIS. And I read that and I was taken back. People were signing up to be suicide bombers. And as I reflected upon that, I thought to myself, they're joining an army to blow themselves up with no medal giving after whatever they've done. There's no official promotion. There's no reward with an honor, sort of a funeral that's an honor of them. There's nothing. It's just themselves being blown up and take out as many people as they can. And then as I reflected upon that, I thought, what must go through their minds to want to do that? And then I thought to myself, but imagine every believer in Christ Jesus, every day knowing the power of God within them to explode, not with death and destruction, but with love, with life, with encouragement. Wherever they go, I step and I want to say, Jesus, let your love explode out of my life. Let your courage explode out of my life. Let your goodness and kindness explode from my life. And that brings eternal reward, not fear, death, and destruction. That's what the Holy Spirit is all about, is to release out of us what God has put on the inside of us. Did you know in Romans 5 verse 5, the Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by Holy Spirit. Those rivers from within flow as we have deeper understanding and walk together with Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit helps us to live with unanswered questions. You look in the book of Acts, there's so many things that happened that is just, you can't put answers to. Peter gets out of prison, James gets beheaded. Same prison, same King Herod. The Holy Spirit helps us live with unanswered questions. When people give me tough questions, why did I lose my baby? Why did this happen? I said, I honestly can't answer. I don't know. But one thing I do know, at the end of the day, God is good, and his providence overrules and overrides all of our messes and tragedies this side of eternity. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's not a force. He's a person. And we need to have a deeper understanding of the gospel that is Trinitarian. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a person that wants to live big on the inside of us. Holy Spirit gives us boldness and courage. Where the Holy Spirit will rise up, you will receive courage, boldness, power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Where you'll speak things that you'll think, gee, that didn't come from me. Yeah. Whenever I say something, you know, we often call it a good idea. It's actually a God idea. It's something bigger that was in your brains, but it came from Holy Spirit on the inside. And allow him to start to live big within us. How do we begin to have and engage in a relationship with the Holy Spirit? I want to just share with you a few pointers, and then we're going to pray for people. Because there's a massive difference between being born of the Spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit. Massive difference. Two examples, John chapter 4, remember the woman at the well? Jesus offered her eternal life and said, from this well, you will receive eternal life. Isaiah speaks about with joy you will draw from the wells of salvation. But then in John chapter 7, it was the Feast of Tabernacles, if I remember correctly, where Jesus stood up. John chapter 7, verse 37 onwards, he says, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Will flow rivers of living water. Massive difference between a well and a river. A well can help a community close by. A river can just have such a further impact in people's lives. And I do believe God wants to help take people from the well into the river to live impactful lives, to live influential lives. But the first thing we need to do to receive the Holy Spirit, we need to thirst. Now, the word thirst is not like me just going like this. That's a sip. Jesus said, if any man's thirsty, let him drink. Drink is this. Do you get the idea? See, there's a lot of Christians that are just curious about Holy Spirit, not thirsting and really want to drink deep. So we've got to realize that Jesus is the one that baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. Those that have been baptized in water, it was the person, elder, pastor, friend, whoever baptized. But it's Jesus that baptizes, immerses us in the person of the Holy Spirit. He becomes our companion. Holy Spirit is a spiritual gift, but it can have emotional outworking. But it's primarily is a spirit. But you'll sense an empowering and a boldness and a courage in your life that is wonderful. Where you don't actually care what others think or say. I love being that free, but that's the Holy Spirit that's brought that into my life. Now, Jesus said concerning the Holy Spirit and the religious leaders in Luke chapter 11, he said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those that ask him? So it's a matter of asking, believing, receiving, and then speaking. Jesus said, from your innermost being will flow, rivers will flow. You might say, well, what are those rivers? It could be prophetic words, but it most definitely can be other tongues. Being able to pray in another language is a gift God gives to those that thirst, those that come to Jesus, those that drink deeply, and by faith will step out and speak. Now, you might say, well, Wally, there's other tongues, It's a little bit strange. I remember many years ago, we had a Spanish lady in our congregation. And every now and again, we get the different nations, people to come up and just pray a prayer in their language. And of course, with Spanish, you don't know nothing. You just pray. She could be praying about anything. But because I didn't understand what she was praying, didn't mean that she was talking nonsense. She was talking another language that was outside of my frame reference of knowledge. So when I pray in other tongues, I'm speaking a divine language that could either be angelic or just another language beyond my, but I'm talking to God. Book of Romans says when we pray in other tongues and speak in other tongues, we are speaking mysteries and secrets to God. It's a beautiful language in which we've never used an improper word. So it's a pure language. It's a divine language. It's undefiled by me. I mean, our tongue, we say things we shouldn't do. But when I'm praying in other tongues, I'm praying the perfect will of God. I'm praying the perfect prayer. It's a language beyond an A to Z vocabulary. Because I've prayed in English and I've often run out of words. I've run out of thoughts. I've run out of things. When you pray in other tongues, it's language unlimited. It's hitting the mark. You never have to pray, God, if it be your will, when you're praying in other tongues. You're hitting the mark. You're touching the Father's heart. And you know all the people that you got in your Lamb's Book of Life. When I'm praying for those the refugees that are crossing the Mediterranean, I say, Father, I've got this picture of all these rafts and these boats crossing. I see little children. I see moms. And then I say, Lord Jesus, now just start praying in other tongues for them. And I said, I pray in other tongues. What I'm exactly saying, I'm clueless. But I believe by faith, according to the scriptures, I'm praying in a divine language that the Father hears and He's intervening. You see what I'm saying? Because so often, our own human thoughts can come into our prayers that make them carnal. But when we pray the will of God, the word of God, and pray in other tongues, it's hitting the mark. And there's like, it rises up on the inside. Shirley and I, when we're praying for the meeting earlier on, we just say, Father, we bring this beautiful 3CR family and community to you. Lord, you know all their faces, their hearts, some of the names we've got to know and the people. But then we just kick into our spiritual four-wheel drive and we pray in other tongues. And you know the cool thing is? You can pray 20 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours, and you never get tired or run out of words. That's the beauty about it. You can just pray and you pray, and the more you pray, sometimes I pause and I say, whoa, Lord, what was that all about? And I'd have a thought, and it just energizes me because it was a God thought. Sometimes I interpret what I'm praying, but it's like going into another, it's like having your spiritual walk turbocharged. It's like going to four-wheel drive when you're stuck sometimes in two wheels in the mud. And it's not difficult. It's a spiritual gift that He gives to us. Acts chapter 2, Peter said that this gift is for you and for your children and for all who call upon the name of the Lord. For all who call upon the name of the Lord. For me, I remember when I was in the Navy, I'd mentioned that one of my other preachers. I'd been a Christian for a couple of months. I'd been got saved in the March, and I had the July call-up. So it was about 3-4 months. I went to one of the revival crusades Fred Roberts was holding up in Volford Bay, and he prayed for the sick. He prayed for healing. He ministered. And then he said, for those that want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I want you to come up front. And there was another friend of mine that was with me. As he laid hands on him, he just started burst out in other tongues. I thought, whoa, okay, Lord, this is cool. If he got it, I'm ready. Prayed for me. Nothing happened. He prayed again for me. Nothing happened. I thought, now what's wrong with me? I realized there was nothing wrong with me. I was just trying too hard instead of trusting. And I remember walking back to base, and I remember lying on my bed thinking, God, it's not fair. You gave her to him and not to me. And I'm having this little debate and wrestle with God. And then I remember just thinking to myself, okay, I'm just going to trust. And as I use this, I'm just going to trust you. These words started coming. I got a bit of a fright. And then I thought to myself, let me just word them. Let me just speak them. And as I started speaking, it was right there. It was right there. And I've never stopped since. The Apostle Paul spoke about him praying himself in the Spirit, in other tongues. And it's a wonderful gift of empowering of your life to serve his plans, purposes, and will.